Hello and welcome to our episode from the podcast Can You Relate? I'm here with Hannah.
Hello.
And today we'll talk about school fails. The first thing I wanted to mention is when something on the representation table is written wrongly and yes, the teacher blames us for this. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's not fair from the teacher's side that when something is written wrong and the students don't show up to class, that the students are the ones who get yelled at, even though it wasn't our fault.
Yes, I think that's not correct from the teachers, and they should understand it more that that it's not our fault when something's wrong on the representation table. So they should, they shouldn't yell at us.
Another thing is when you're in class and the teacher writes something false on the table and then you rewrite it on your notes.
Yeah.
And when you have a test, then you write it down wrong and you don't get the point, even though you didn't know that it was wrong.
Yeah, that's very annoying, and it's so, yes, fortunately it didn't happen to me, but when it would happen to me, I would be very annoyed and angry, of course, and I would discuss the problem with the teacher when it would change my grade. If not, then yes, I don't think that I would say something.
Yeah, well, that happened to me twice. And once the teacher was understanding and gave me the points, so I got the better grade. But once the teacher told me that it was my fault and that I should have spoken up in class and didn't give me the points, so I was pretty annoyed, but it was fine.
Did it change the grade?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then it's fine, but otherwise, yeah, it would be very stupid. What I think is also very annoying when something happens to you in class or something, and everybody's laughing. For example, when you drop the tray in the canteen.
Yeah.
Yes, and everybody laughs and claps. I think it's very.
Yeah, but I think that it's embarrassing in the moment, but when you think about it after it happened, then you aren't as embarrassed as beforehand, because you probably will laugh too with the other students, and then everybody's gonna forget that.
Yeah, and what do you think about when somebody claps when a teacher drops the tray?
Well, I think you shouldn't clap or laugh when a teacher makes that mistakes, because it will be a little disrespectful.
Yeah,
but it also depends on the teachers. Some will laugh also and some wouldn't.
Yeah. So, I think the younger ones will laugh too.
It's better if you don't do anything.
Yeah. Did something happen to you or was embarrassing for you in school yet?
Well, not really. Only when I once was running to class because I was late, and I pushed a door that was written that you should pull. So I slammed against the door and there was someone standing and watched me. That was a little embarrassing, but I never saw the person ever again, so it's fine.
Yeah, I remember, I think there were a lot of things that happened to me that were embarrassing, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and some of them were with an ambulance. When the ambulance came for me and took me to hospital because I hurt my leg or something, and it was never broke or something, just hurt but not broken.
Were you afraid? Did you have to go to the hospital?
No, I normally I haven't no, usually I didn't need to go to the hospital, but nobody could pick me up, and that's why they took me to the hospital. And yes, it was a bit embarrassing, but that's fine.
How often did that happen?
Three times.
Was it always your leg?
No, once it was my hand, I think, and two times it was my leg. And yeah, I think it was stupid that I went to the hospital, but yeah, and my mother was also annoyed because it was nothing serious.
Yeah, I could understand her.
Yeah.
Another thing is when you're in computer science and someone just turns your computer off, that is also pretty annoying. What do you think about that?
It happened to me once. I did something for the whole lesson. I worked for it and I didn't save it yet. And a boy from our class, he turned off my computer because it was funny for him. And my friend, I was really annoyed, and my friend told me to tell the teacher. And
Did you?
I told the teacher. And the boy got a reference, and I was very sorry for him, but it was his fault, so yeah.
Did he ever do it again?
No, I wouldn't do it again. I think it's enough when the boy says sorry, but I think at this time he didn't say sorry, he didn't, and that's why I was even more annoyed.
Also, when you go in class and you're not prepared, and then the teacher calls you for an oral exam and asks you a question in front of everybody, and you don't know anything, that can also be pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. And I think the worst thing on this is when the teacher sees that you don't have any idea of the theme that you're talking about, and he asks more and more questions, and the whole class is staring at you, and everybody is raising their hands to say the right answer, and you just don't know it. And I started to cry when something like this happened, not in front of the whole class, but after the lesson, for example. But now I think I'm just a bit angry at the teacher, and yeah, I think
Yeah,
it's
well,
not
once
nice.
in our class, a girl also had to answer questions and she didn't know one, and the teacher started laughing, and then all the students started laughing too. It
Really?
was, yes, it was also. I think she was very embarrassed, but now she can laugh about it too.
Wow, that's a bit mean, I think. Yeah. It happened to me a lot of times. Not that they laughed, but that I didn't know anything and they asked me out. And yeah, it's because I'm the type of students that only learns for the important things, and only when I think that the teacher is going to ask me out something.
Well, to me, once it happened in geography, I think it was, I was asked to come forward for an oral exam, and I knew everything. I learned everything, and the teacher didn't like me. So she held me in front of the class for about 40 minutes, almost the entire class, the entire time, and she only gave me a She didn't give me an A, but an B, because I didn't know one answer to a question that she said at the end of the class.
Yeah, that's the same. It happened to me often too.
And I was very angry.
One thing and a lower grade. I think that's very stupid because one thing that you don't remember but you did before, and your grade is better.
Yeah, but the worst thing is that nobody knew the answer, and the teacher said that she told that at the end of the class when half of the students weren't even in the class anymore.
Yeah, that's, I think those kinds of teachers are not very friendly. I don't like them very well, no. But yeah. So, let's end the episode, I think, or do you want to say something more?
I don't have anything to add. Do you want to say anything?
No, I think that's it.
So I hope you enjoyed the episode of School Face, Can You Relate? Bye!
Bye!